good Friday to you, everybody. This is the Friday edition of the readaboutit.com podcast. I'm Reed. This is About It, and thank you very much for your patience. The podcasting equipment has been all packed up for a little while for the move, but we are back, and a tip of the hat to faithful reader Tanya, who called me out last week and told me that I sucked because I hadn't posted one of these in a while. Here we go. With all due apologies for the pause, we are back today. Talk a little bit of pop culture, but this is kind of the summer where everything's big movies and TV reruns. So I'll kind of tell you what I've been doing for that. Also, I'm going to discuss the new house and why I can't use the bathroom in it yet. So that will be a story to just pull the tears from your eyes. But first, this is just this funny story. This may not be funny to anybody other than me and Travis, who lives out in West Texas and understands this. But as I've mentioned before, I love Woot. Woot.com. Woot.com. Every day they sell something. Starts at midnight. They put it up. It's something. Today it was a digital camera for $75. A lot of the times it's something like little MP3 players. And I bought a couple of cheap, and I mean $10, 1 gig MP3 players from them. Because I travel a lot. It's good to load those up. Just take them with you. Hey, why am I justifying myself to you? It was a good deal. Anyway, I bought a couple of them. And they ship them out. And of course, they send you the tracking results and all that. And it's shipped by Smart Post, which goes in and out of the USPS areas, I suppose. So here's the path that my box of MP3 players, which, you know, they'll fit in your shirt pocket. Here's how it goes. They started on May the 29th in Carrollton in Dallas, which Carrollton is a suburb of Dallas, and it made it there. Then I guess they took the weekend off, and it arrived in my hometown of Tyler June the 2nd at about 6:15 p.m. 45 minutes later, it's checked in with the electronic shipping info received. Then 4 hours later, it's back in Dallas. The next day, it's back in Tyler again. 12 hours after that, it comes back to Tyler. So already, my package is having a much better week than I'm having. It's back in Tyler. It stays there for another 13 or 14 hours. At 4 o'clock in the morning on the 4th of June, it was in my hometown of Tyler, Texas. Then, the next entry for it on this the tracking sheet is June the 5th, 2:32 p.m. So about 11 hours after that. It just says, misshipped. It's located now in Dumas, Texas. Anybody from West Texas just cracked up laughing. Dumas, Texas is a town I've actually been through. It is about as far north in Texas as you could possibly get. You go through Dumas going north, and you are immediately in the panhandle of Oklahoma, which I don't recommend you go to. There's not much there. I crossed through the panhandle completely two or three times, and I never saw another human being or anything. There wasn't even any wildlife. It was just a 30-minute straight shot straight through the panhandle, and apparently that's now where my MP3 players have gone to live. It says misshipped. Can you misship something 500 miles? That's kind of really misshipped, I guess. That's, you know, if you were firing missiles and you missed by 500 miles, you'd probably be serving time right now. But somehow, the fine folks at Woot and whoever they have shipped their stuff with them, And the good thing is, it made it in 11 hours from East Texas to far North Texas, which you can't do, I don't think, if you were just to drive it. So somehow, through the power of magic, they were able to get it all the way out there. So hopefully by next week, I'll be able to listen to some tunes. But, you know, maybe not. It's like losing something in Boston and having it show up in Orlando the next day. That's how big my state is. A couple of other things quickly. As those of you know who've been following it, I've been searching for a house. I've purchased a house. I bought a house. And now, all of a sudden, having plumbing problems with the house, which is just the most frustrating thing in the world because it's like the lemon law, but there is no lemon law. So I'm just stuck with a house that has, just big plumbing problems. Oh, you can just drive by and look at my front yard and see. So next week I may be having a big sale on everything that I've ever owned here at readaboutit.com. So if there's something of mine that I've spoken of, something that I have autographed or perhaps a shirt you've seen me wearing a picture that you'd like, next week might be a good time to make an offer on that. All right, quickly, the pop culture stuff of the week. I'm caught up on Lost, and I know I'm about a week late on that, but I finally like where Lost is going, and I like the fact that I know enough that I can make half-assed guesses on where they're going with it. So I hope to have one fully typed up by next week, just so everybody else can pick it apart. But that's the one thing, they've given us finally enough information that we could try to piece it together, and yet we still know we're going to be wrong. So it was a good ending for Lost. Sex and the City, that movie is out. It's 2.5 hours. And I know that women loved that show, but 2.5 hours, that's like watching the first season of it, isn't it? That is an awful lot of movie. I probably will wind up watching it, even though I didn't really watch the series. Not that I wasn't a fan of it. I just didn't have HBO for most of that time. But probably will. I'm glad to see people excited about Indiana Jones, even if the movie stunk. I don't know if it did or not. I'm just taking that from what other people said. But it's good to me just to see people getting excited about movies. Doesn't happen that often. And again, I think you're talking about sequels to classic movies. You're not making a sequel to the movie. You're making a sequel to the moment of the movie. Because let's face it, with few exceptions, they don't make sequels to good movies. You know, really groundbreaking movies aren't the movies that sell $150 million on their opening weekend. You know, Iron Man is not a groundbreaking movie. It was a really interesting movie. It was fun to watch, and I'd probably watch the sequel. But it's not, you know, it ain't American Beauty. It ain't Gone with the Wind. It's not even, you know, something groundbreaking or just weird like Memento or something to that effect. It shows you something different. No, it's just a big movie, a big popcorn flick. And everybody tries to recapture that. Raiders of the Lost Ark was 1981. And if you think about it, the other sequels, they weren't that good either. The Temple of Doom was a prequel that everybody loved just because it was their first chance to see it again. 89 was The Last Crusade. And what do you remember about that? Sean Connery. Thank you very much. That's about it. So then after that, you fast forward 20 years and there's another one. It's not going to be the same. And it, you know, it may not be any good, but whether those kind of movies are good or not doesn't really matter. They're just trying to capture that moment. If they can capture it, they can make money off of it. And if they can't, then they won't, and finally it'll die. Which is what I keep saying about the Friday the 13th movies, but damned if they don't keep showing up again somehow. So everything is in reruns now. So my last thing to you, I've started watching stuff, TV on DVD, that kind of stuff, going through old shows or just shows I didn't watch the full runs of the first time. And I've picked up the first season of Moonlighting. I'm using one of those, you know, you mail off the DVDs and we'll send you new ones. I don't want to give it away because I'm paying for it, but I'm using Schmockbuster. I'll call it that. And started watching Moonlighting, which has been pretty good so far. Just barely into the first disc, but it seems to be worthwhile. And not just, you know, you ever watch something you watched when you were a kid and it's just awful. And your memories are cheapened. You know, then you start to remember things as they really were instead of that little fantasy thing you have. What would you suggest when I finish up with Moonlighting? What is good enough from the 80s or the early 90s that actually, or even the 70s, I don't care, that it actually is worth watching again with fresh eyes, I suppose? It's still funny as an adult. It was funny when I was a kid. Go ahead, throw out your best guesses and let me know. I leave comments here on the blog. You can always drop me an email at snowfire51@gmail.com. And you know what? It feels good to have the blog back again. The podcast will return next Friday, and we'll be back next week with even more read, hopefully, comedy bits. And I will let everybody know when I can go to the bathroom in my house again. As it stands now, if you're one of my neighbors, don't look in my backyard. That's all I got. We'll be back next Friday with more. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Reed here for readaboutit.com. Until next week, take care. And as always, Seacrest out.